Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Oh my God! No fucking way! Oh, oh my God!
Jet lag just the weirdest thing.
We would like to formally welcome you back to the girls' bathroom.
This is going to be a sleepy episode,
but it's going to be sleepy and calming.
Yeah, and relaxing and peaceful.
Relaxing and peaceful, and maybe a bit croaky.
It's going to be very much inside voices, but low decibels,
which is nice.
Yeah,
do you know what? I would love it if I could. Yeah, just close the eyes. Also,
I'd love to be in like a dark room.
Or if
room
I could just
right
switch
now.
Off these lights and just rest the facial muscle.
So we landed back from Los Angeles yesterday.
We did. It was a fantastic trip.
We had the best trip ever. We went to
Coachella.
And it was honestly like one of, we've actually been four times now, which is weird that we've been so many times.
Yeah, because it's weird because I still feel like I'm 19. So that means that means we've been going since we were 16 years old.
Make it make sense.
And that just makes no sense. Yeah.
But this was my favorite time, I think.
Was it?
I do, yeah.
Yeah, I had a cracking time.
Yeah. I don't know why. I know why. Yeah, I just had the best time.
Yeah, I had the best time ever.
And it felt really full.
It was so full.
Like, we were busy.
Yeah, it was very full.
You know, we weren't waiting around for people to come on the stage.
We
were go, stomping around that ground.
We had my sister, and she was like the time fucking police.
She fucking was.
The fucking festival fucking police.
No, you can't, you don't have time to eat. We've got to go to this
stage.
I was
like, this is the one of our main arguments between myself and my sister was, Lydia, I need to sit down for 15 minutes, please. That was literally the only argument we were having.
She wasn't having
it. She was like, look at Sophia. And Sophia can't speak. You know, when me and Lydia are arguing, it's like, it's not fair to get Sophia involved. So
watching the reality TV in front of me.
Look at Sophia. Look at her face. Look at her legs. She needs rest. Okay?
I need to eat.
Let her eat her tater tots. Please. We can't walk anymore. Give us 20 minutes, please. And that was
she
our main...
She wasn't having it.
And she wasn't having any, even though she had a red raw blister on the back
of
her ankle.
And she was limping.
And then she was threatening, I'm going to go on my fucking own. And I said, be my bloody guest. Leave us here for an hour.
It was an empty threat. She was never going
on her own. An empty threat, but you have to meet her and say, go on then, fuck off then. Take yourself off on your
festivals
own.
Festivals can be hard work. You need the right footwear. Yeah. You need stamina. Yeah. You need
the right dynamic of people.
Yeah, it needs to be the right group.
Yeah.
But we had a great time.
Oh, we had an amazing time. Highlight was Sabrina Carpenter.
Blast. Lana Ice Spice. Seeing Justin Bieber in the flesh. Seeing our Pats in the flesh.
There she goes. Sophia shed a tear.
Robert Pattinson in the queue next to us. I'll never get over that.
Because now my obsession with Sabrina Carpenter.
It's got me
Carpenter.
Wanting to watch Twilight again.
Yeah, I've never watched it, you know. I've never watched it. It's not for me.
You
vampires
didn't, did
and
you?
Ghouls.
I bonded with my other friends at school about that. Could never talk to you about that.
I could never get involved in the combos.
I remember going to the cinemas when Breaking Dawn Part 1 came out and
I heart
Edward Cullen top.
I remember when you
went. And red contacts.
No, you didn't.
People dressed up, yeah.
You put red contacts in.
Sarah definitely did. I can't remember if I did. But I remember definitely wearing the t-shirt. I remember people being there in capes and shit.
No, that's lovely. But you put, so you tried to put the red contacts in.
I'll have to get a photo. I remember there being like us getting contacts to put in, yeah. All I used to write him fan mail.
Yeah, no, I appreciate
it. He would send you a signed picture back.
Wow.
Yeah.
Aww. Now, as with Suki, he's had some children.
Yeah.
All I remember was us queuing up to see High School Musical 2 with my mum and Mariana.
Was I don't remember that. Was I there with you for that? I don't think I was.
Oh, God. Yes, she was. We queued up at Cineworld with Lydia, Mariana, and my mum.
No. I don't know if I was a part of that.
Oh, God. Was it someone else?
Was it your other best friend?
Oh, God.
I don't think I was a part of that.
Really?
Well, I know I went to watch High School Musical 3 with my other best friend at school at the time.
Three?
Yeah.
Not
but
two.
I don't know. I don't remember two.
I remember we went to watch two. Or did we? Am I just going absolutely crazy here?
We're loopy.
Mariana DeLulu was... Hour. Surely Mariana didn't come. She would have been like 3 years old.
She would have been
old.
A child in a car seat.
But Lydia came. Mm. And... God, okay. Well, I just have a memory of queuing up to watch High School Musical 3. Too.
Good times.
Good times. Because High School Musical 3, we were grown.
We were in year six.
What, when High School Musical 3 came out?
Yeah.
No, we weren't. I thought we were like 16.
No. We were 10 in years year ago. Six. Let me
no,
Google it.
No, we weren't.
Because I went with my primary school best friend and our mums. So we would have been in year six. Because if we were in year seven, surely we would
Who
have gone
did
together.
Did I see High School Musical 2 with them?
You're the best mate.
Oh, goodness.
High School Musical 3 came out in 2008.
Shit me.
So we were 10.
Shit me.
So yeah.
So I didn't queue up to see High School Musical 2 then.
No.
It would have been about 6. Surely that's inappropriate for a 6-year-old.
Why are they going to do something like High School Musical again? They can never, can they?
They can never find another Zac Efron, Vanessa Hudgens
they can
combo.
Never.
Sharpay Evans, it will never be beaten.
Baby, I could see us moving like that.
Is that a Ashley Tisdale song?
He said, she said.
He said, she
he
said.
He said, what a classic. Okay, so on the back of our festival experience.
There we go.
Mm-hmm. Our question of the week this week, because, you know, festival season is approaching.
It is.
We've been to Leeds Fest.
We have indeed.
And we've been to Coachella.
Yep. We've been to...
We do want to go to Glastonbury.
We do.
We're going to try and go to Glastonbury this year.
We're asking the question, can we just pop in for the day?
Yeah, we just want to pop in for the day. We want to pop
is
in and pop out. I don't want to
possible?
Camp.
Possible. I thought it was in Oxford, but now we've heard it's in Weston-super-Mare. Is that right? No, it's not. What festival's
be.
In Weston-super-Mare?
What is Weston-super-Mare?
T4 on the beach. Remember that? T4 on the beach, Weston-super-Mare.
Mark was talking about that. Mark's
was
been
he?
To T4 on the beach.
Well, Mark's old. Because T4 on the beach was around when we were
long
teenagers.
Ago. Yeah.
Wow.
So yeah, we do want to go to Glastonbury.
Where's
and get
Glastonbury,
more into
though?
Our festival zone. I don't know.
Norwich.
It's in Glastonbury, I think that's a place.
Oh, there we go. Like Coachella is actually Coachella Valley.
Yeah. But we want to know if it's just a day, if we can just pop in for the day. We don't want to camp
I think
for
we
5 days.
We wanted to get a helicopter in and out, if that's possible.
And then Mark said, well, Elton John did that, so...
Well, I think Elton John did that. I'm not sure it's possible for you too. It's also.
Oh, DeLulu. Okay, so tell us your wildest
no, I'm on
festival
a,
stories.
We're on helicopter bands. I'm never stepping foot in a helicopter ever again.
What's our wildest helicopter? I mean, helicopter?
We our have a couple wild story. Helicopter stories. I would say seeing Justin Bieber. Honestly, that was pretty mental.
That was wild.
That was mental.
We went to Leeds Festival once. 10 slashed bottles of piss thrown in our tent.
Disgusting.
We've
never
experienced.
To return.
Yeah.
Never to return to the Leeds
Girl
Festival.
Girl here, somebody pissed on me in the crowd.
That's unforgivable. No, remember, we almost got crushed by the fucking cyclone.
What?
Do you remember when we were on the floor and the crowd was like, we could
oh
not
my
get
God,
up.
That was so scary.
Thankful for Tom Murphy for lifting us up.
Oh
shout out.
Oh my God, we did get smashed on the floor.
Yeah, and
didn't
it was like,
we?
It was like, this is really dangerous.
Yes, we got out. Forgot all about that.
Yeah, it was like the crowd just fucking collapsed.
Yeah.
And if you're at the bottom, you've got no fucking
it's a
chance.
Pile on.
It's actually
yeah,
so dangerous.
We had people on top of us.
Yes. And we were like, this is
I forgot
not
all
us.
About that. We had like 5 people
yes.
on top of us.
And I was like, Sophie's pile around. Like, it was like actually.
Oh my God,
thing.
I forgot that happened to us. I must have blocked that out. Oh
yeah,
my God.
That's like my memory of Leeds Fest and then yet slashing and the piss and the all sorts.
It's an experience. It's a rite of passage.
Luckily, I've never been pissed on. Have you?
No.
In your private life?
No. Showers.
Thank God.
What about in your private life?
Well, in the privacy, yeah. I have that, you know, but not in public. That's wild to me. I actually saw a clip of this guy. I think he must have been a famous guy. About how he enjoys getting weed on.
Right.
And it's just simply, he simply put it, it's like, I was so in love and obsessed with this girl that anything she did, like, it didn't even make me feel sick. Like, her piss, like, I could drink it. And, like, I just was so obsessed with her. Everything she produced was just, like, heavenly.
Goals.
Yeah, goals, honestly. So now I'm actually quite offended if no one wants to drink my urine.
You obviously don't love me enough.
Yeah, so it's like, I'm not beautiful then.
So you don't fancy
right,
me.
Right, so you don't want to eat my shit. Wow.
Witness someone take a shit right next to someone else's tent.
Oh, goodness me.
I fell asleep, stood up in the crowd. This girl. I was dancing with my boobs out for a good 10 minutes without realizing. She put brackets, one shoulder top. It just fell out. You don't even feel it.
Well, you can't feel it a lot of the time, yeah.
Oh, that's happened to us all.
Nip slips, you know, if you've got the you know, the areolas on the larger side,
you're not to know
they can just slip out.
God, I mean, this girl's saying she got into Glastonbury without a ticket.
Oh,
took hours, but so worth
it. Well, I'm sure if we did get the helicopter, we could actually do that.
We could just finesse it,
because technically,
do you think we've got a helicopter here for no reason? Of course we've got tickets.
Yeah. You know, we spent all this money on a fucking helicopter. Look, I got my fucking hair done.
Do you think we show up without a ticket? Of course I've got a ticket.
Yeah, of course. And they just say, park it up here, ladies, yeah. On you onwards.
Enjoy. Have a good night.
Is it a wristband at Glastonbury?
It's got to be.
It's got to be.
Oh my God. Someone said they had sex behind the DJ booth at Coachella.
Wow.
How did she manage that?
DJ Snake.
Could have been in that prison cell that he was in.
Mr. DJ Snake, yeah.
Could have been.
Wow, that's incredible. What a story to tell the kids.
Yeah, well, me and your father.
Yeah, but you were actually conceived during DJ Snake's set behind the DJ booth. It would actually be very cool to have been conceived at a festival.
Well, I really like the people who bring their like babies to the festivals, or pregnant women at festivals. It's like, God, you guys are so cool.
We want to be pregnant women at a festival.
Belly chains,
bellies out,
low skirts, just crop tops. Just, you know, wild and free.
Letting nature the bump hang. Come through the body.
Imagine if you had to give birth at a festival.
Wow. I mean, there are medical tents for that.
Saw my head of year off his chops.
Not the head of year. Head of year 8. Jesus Christ.
Head of RE and head of year 10.
Head of religious studies. Sir.
Sir. What are you doing here?
You're a man of Christ.
Some decorum. Lost my virginity. Yeah, I mean, a crazy place to lose the V-card at a festival.
Honestly, I'd pay. Yeah, that'd be amazing.
You'd pay for what?
To go back and have it done at a festival.
Oh, would you?
Is that not young, wild and free? That's just the epitome.
It's pretty young, wild and free,
young,
actually.
You know, when you want to say, God, I was just wild and free.
Yeah, I was at this festival.
That to me would
just
be like,
happened.
If we met a girl and she's like, yeah, I lost mine at a festival. I'd be like, you are too cool for school.
But what's the realities of that?
The realities of that, it's not romance.
Sweaty tents, Portaloo.
It's pain. Yeah, it's not.
People around.
You know, if there was a film that depicted that, I'm sure they'd make it look gorgeous.
Romantic and fun.
And like under the starlight.
Yeah.
But the realities of it, it's like, I need to go piss after this.
Yeah.
Otherwise I'm going to fucking raise
a UTI. I've got a long walk to the toilet.
Yeah, I've got to walk 25 minutes.
Get me wellies on and start walking.
Yeah, take that back.
Oh my God, how good is this? I met a singer at the airport who was performing at the festival I was going to. She gave me backstage passes.
Bingo.
How cool is that?
That was meant to be that.
That was so meant to be.
Giving invisible strength.
That is so cool.
That is so cool.
This girl said, fell asleep in the wrong tent at Glasto, woke up next to two strangers.
Oh, it do be happening. Yeah, because aren't all tents.
How are you supposed to find your tent? How are you supposed to locate it?
Yeah, because they're all green or navy or black.
Or red.
No? Or red.
Or purple. Someone's got a purple one.
Right. I mean, when it's dark.
Wore new boots to a New Year's festival, lost 4 toenails because they were too tight.
Ooh.
Oh, there's nothing worse.
You know, there's nothing worse than
foot pain.
There's
nothing worse than toe pain.
Foot and toe pain. Raw toes rubbing against leather.
Put my welly on in the morning with my last pair of socks on and someone had shit in there.
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
Oh.
Keep your wellies safe, guys. Keep your wellies inside your tent at all times. Don't leave them outside. It's not safe.
Oh my God. I mean, no tent is safe. They just get slashed.
Just get slashed.
And then robbed. So you can't even leave anything.
Can't leave
in
your
there.
Possessions in there.
No.
Good luck at festivals this
year,
we'll
then,
guys.
Have a lot of fun, guys. It's going to be a great
keep
summer.
Keep your tent safe. Keep your wellies safe. Yeah. Look out for your heads a year.
Really, you know, they should invent a tent that is...
glamping.
Right.
I guess.
Well, is there not a material that is...
Because you know what I would actually quite like to do?
That they can invent that's slash proof.
You could... I would like to go in like a little caravan.
That would be nice.
Camp on site in a little caravan. Yeah. I've got a mini fridge. I can lock my door.
Yeah, there we go.
I can have a little umbrella that comes out.
There's a toilet in there.
I've got my toilet.
You just have to dump out your own
I've got
poo.
A bed.
Yeah.
I'm not in the elements, you know. Then it would be really fun.
A duvet.
But I'll never forget that tent. We did like 5 nights at Leeds Fest as well because we got the early bird pass.
We were 16 years old.
Why did our parents let us go to that?
I think they thought we needed some experience.
We needed some life experience.
No, it's true. And we
it
did.
Was like a thing though in our school. Maybe it is in most schools. Yeah. Year 12, summer of year 12.
Was
basically
year
12? Everyone went. Yeah.
Were we not in year 11?
No. It was year 12, wasn't it? Oh, no, was it year 11?
We were 16.
Fucking hell, that was young.
Was 17.
After school, before sixth form.
Yeah it was. But it's good for character building and development.
Yeah.
All those experiences. So I'll always let my child go on then. Have fun.
Off you go.
Have fun.
Enjoy it.
Enjoy yourself. Enjoy yourself.
We hated it.
No, we had good elements. We had good moments.
Yeah.
It was too long. We didn't need to be there for 5 nights. No. 2 nights is enough.
Two or three would have been perfect.
For in our lives.
What did we eat?
We ate super noodles. We had those noodles because
we
were bloody vegan as well.
Yeah, we were limited.
Right? We were so... Were we even drinking water? I must have been so dehydrated.
I remember you were drinking Southern Comfort.
What's
you kept
that?
Trying to make me drink it. I was like, that looks rank. You're like, here's a drink.
What's
this.
That?
I don't know. Some of your dad's alcohol that I think you brought. Southern Comfort.
Oh my God. No, thank you.
Just before we get into it, quick disclaimer.
We are not doctors. We are not professionals. We do not actually know what we are talking about.
This is a lighthearted space.
Okay. Don't take what we say literally because we could be wrong.
Yeah. And if there's anything serious, if there's anything you feel like you're seriously struggling with, please contact a GP, a professional, because that is not us. We're just girls and boys just like you.
We're just trying to get through life as well.
Not professionals. Enjoy the episode.
Enjoy.
Okay, we're starting off this week with an update because we do love our updates. So we need to cast our minds back to February time.
Wow, Valentine's Day.
We had a dilemma. Yeah, that's it. Valentine's Day. Get yourself in that headspace.
Absolutely.
We had a dilemma where a girl's boyfriend was spending loads of money to visit and see his girl best friend. And the girlfriend was like, we haven't gone on a date in months.
Oh, I'd love to do something special.
You never take me out, but you're happy to jump on a 4-hour train and go and see your best mate.
And book a hotel and pay for dinner for this friend, right? And not for his girlfriend.
And her last paragraph on her original email was, I wholeheartedly believe that neither of them sees anything romantically. It is just that he spends so much money on a girl that is not his girlfriend. Yes. To me, that doesn't sit right. When I told him this, his answer was, yeah, if you lay the facts out like this, of course everyone will say, don't go.
Is this the same guy?
It was the summer ball.
Was this the same guy who got his friend and his girlfriend the same present? Was that a different guy?
I think it might have been a different guy.
Because that's giving the same thing. It was like he fucking got...
Should I do a quick scan of the email so we're all up to date?
Yeah, I think we get the gist.
She's been with her boyfriend for 3 years.
Yeah.
When they were together for a year, he told her about his friend Susan.
Of course.
Who was studying abroad.
Yes.
How she was so nice. She met her boyfriend. Everything was fine.
Yes.
Susan then broke up with her boyfriend.
Yes.
But a few weeks ago, my boyfriend told me that Susan had invited him to her uni ball. It requires him not only to buy plane tickets, but also hotel nights.
Yes.
And also
and
she
to be
said,
her date for the night.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It bothers me to know that he has had a crush on her in the past.
There we go. There's the kick up.
Yeah.
Yeah. And he knows this.
Yeah.
Come on, Brian.
Okay, so we've got an update.
Yes. Oh, I feel sick. I actually feel a bit sick.
Hopefully that's refreshed everyone's memory. This is an update from my email that you discussed a few weeks ago.
Okay.
So, me and my boyfriend had been talking about him flying to his girl BFF and me not being a fan of the idea.
Yeah.
Last week, he and I were both busy with uni work, so we didn't see each other from Monday till Friday.
Yeah.
I was done late with work on Friday and I work close to where he lives.
Okay.
So, I went to his house as we discussed.
Yeah.
He was still awake. When I went to lay in his bed and try to give him a kiss, he turned his face away. Oh. Don't you fucking dare.
Don't you dare be moody and sulky towards me.
When I've come to your house.
After a long shift.
After a long, I've not got my nice cleansing balm here. I've not got my dressing gown here. I've not got spare clothes.
And you have the cheek to be in a mood with me.
Yeah.
Like
I'll go home.
I hate the moodiness like this.
I was confused because that is just weird. But I thought maybe he's tired. He's half asleep. I don't know.
Right.
The next morning, we both didn't have anything to do. So I hoped for a slow morning in bed with him.
Yeah.
None of that happened. He got up at 7 o'clock, went to take a shower. I thought it might be nice to join him. But when I hopped into the shower, he said, oh, why are you getting in?
Sorry, this man has a bad attitude. I don't know where he's got it from.
We didn't really discuss it anymore.
And there's when a naked lady in your shower.
Why are you complaining about that?
Lord.
Fucking let me in.
Lord.
And get the Xanax.
Right, get the Xanax.
We didn't really discuss it anymore. And when I came back from work that afternoon at 5, I thought I was just going to ask what was going on.
Yeah.
So I said to him, I want you to tell me what is going on right now.
There we go.
I don't feel like wasting my weekend
there
like this.
There we go,
this.
Right fucking
That's
now.
That's fucking brilliant.
Brick.
Everyone write that down.
Yeah.
He said to me, I don't feel like it works between us anymore.
And do you know what gets me? It's like, you should have just fucking said this last night. Why are you messing around with the bad attitude
but also,
and just like...
We've been together for 3 years. 3 years. Actually deep that. And then to just say, I don't think it works anymore. I asked him if we could maybe try and do romantic things together.
Yeah.
After all, it's been 3 years.
Yeah.
He said he was going to think about it. But yesterday he said to me that he wants to break up.
Okay, good riddance.
Coincidentally... He's going on that trip next week.
Oh, well, good riddance. Go have a nice time.
He asked me to please keep in touch with him and he wants to see each other when he comes back from the trip.
Absolutely not. If you want to break up with me, you have just given up your rights to me and your access to me. Your rights to see me, your rights to talk to me.
Ask things from me.
Ask things about me. Yeah, to know what's going on in my life. You have just... hung up your rights to know about what's going on in my life. We ain't catching up anytime soon.
He also says he's convinced that we will be back together soon.
Oh please! Fuck off.
So he's saying, I'm going to break up with you, go on this romantic trip and see my girl best friend.
I'm going to probably have sex
with her. Get some excitement, get that fresh lust.
I'm going to spend a lot of money on her.
And then when I come home...
I'm going to get her dinner and buy her all her drinks.
And we're going to go to this fun little ball. And then when I come home, we can get back together because I've got it out of my system. Are you fucking joking?
You know, that is one of the cruelest things you can say. We'll probably get back together soon. Oh, what, after you've just broken up with me and broken my heart?
And slept with your girl bestie.
Yeah, so now I'm meant to wait around for you to have sex with some of the girls so that you can then appreciate me again.
It's one of the cruelest things you can say to someone you're breaking up with.
It's absurd.
Of course I know that the only reason he broke up with me is that he can have a guilt-free fuck.
Disgusting.
But it still hurts that I'm not good enough for him. Sorry for my email being all over the place. I'm just so angry. Even yesterday, he was still trying to kiss me and say he was sorry. His parents called me yesterday and were both crying on the phone. They said they can't believe it. Any advice on how to get over this?
Right, well, good riddance.
Fucking riddance.
You know, he can't see your worth. He can't see how much, you know...
Wondering eye.
How incredible you are.
Taking you for granted.
You know, he's taking you for granted, right? He's thinking, oh, so the easiest way out for me is Sarah's got an issue with this trip. So I'm just going to mess with her feelings a bit. I'm going to break up with her.
Be guilt-free.
So I can go on this trip, have sex with my best friend who I've wanted to sleep with for years.
Who I've always fancied.
And I'm going to spend thousands of pounds on this trip.
Plane tickets
thankfully,
and hotel nights.
Thankfully, Sarah's at home crying, missing me. I know she wants to get back with me.
Yeah.
Oh, as soon as I come back, you know, I'm going to come round. She's going to be in the palm of my hand again. We're going to get back together and it's going to have been a great old time for me and I've got the best of both worlds. Well, you know what?
That's exactly it.
You can shove that where?
Up your ass.
Up your ass where the what?
Sun doesn't shine.
There we go.
It's fucking true.
Yeah, because
you need to remember what Chintzy had just said because that was his whole thought process.
Who the fuck fuck are you? Like, if you don't want to love me wholeheartedly and worship me and cherish me, and you think you can treat me like that and get me back, no. You're never going to be treated with how you want to be. He's thinking, brilliant. I can do whatever I want with this lady.
Yeah.
I'll dump you
next
week.
I'm in control.
I'm in control. No, you're not. I don't deserve
that. She'll always
that.
Come back.
I don't deserve to be treated like that. Actually, good riddance. If you want to sleep with this lady, please be my guest.
I'm off the hook.
But I'm off the hook, and now you're never going to have access to me ever again in your life.
Yeah.
Because you're going to realize that, obviously, I feel like he's romanticized this relationship he's got with this girl best friend who lives away, right?
It's going to be shit.
He's been dreaming about it, fantasizing about, wow.
And it's that, the thing about doing that is reality will never live
exactly.
up to your imagination.
So he's going to have broken up with you. He's going to get there. It's going to be a letdown, right? It's not going to be as amazing as he thought. No. Something, you know, it's not going to go to his plan. Then he's going to come back.
Sprite
really
might get delayed.
Right, there we go. He's going to really be groveling for you back. Maybe he's not even going to, maybe she's not even going to be game to have sex yeah. with him or whatever yeah. when he gets there.
And then he's back to reality.
Right, back to reality.
All that
he's
excitement's
single now.
Worn off, and now he's just a single
yeah.
guy.
And he's lost a really amazing girl in you.
Yeah.
And he's realized, oh shit, by the time you're back, you've already moved on. You've already blocked him. You're already leveling up. You're already just unbothered and unfazed and moved on. And he's thinking, shit.
And that's his problem.
And he's never going to be able to have access to you again. And yes, his parents are crying. Well, you better cry some more.
Yeah, because you're never going to have a yeah, daughter in law as good
you know,
as me.
Yeah, exactly. You better keep crying.
Yeah, I'll send you some tissues.
There you go. You better keep crying.
Cry me a river.
There we go. Because your son, yeah, he's lost the best thing in his life.
Mm. Good luck to him.
What a freak. Oh, I'm really pissed off about that.
God.
How scary is that though? You knew. Your gut was
it's
like.
Kind of like the gut.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like your gut was like, this trip,
this
ain't is weird.
Right.
Because like, if this was like a friend, like I'd be coming along.
But also I do think it's good in the sense that you were saying anyway, in your most recent, in your last dilemma yeah. that you sent in February, like 3 years together, you don't really go on dates. You don't really feel that
yeah.
special.
You weren't fulfilled.
Like, it was kind of coasting yeah. anyway. And it's good that something like this has happened because it's been the catalyst of the breakup.
Yeah.
And sometimes you need that because you could have coasted along in this shit relationship for another 3 years. So it's good that this has all come to a head mm. and this event's happened, this ball, and he's been invited because it's made him make some choices. And those choices are actually really good for you because now you're a single girl that's yeah. free of this twat.
Yeah. And you're going to find a much better man who's much suited to you, who
yeah.
takes you on nice dates.
At the end of the day,
you
weren't happy
right.
in this relationship. So
no.
it's good that it's come to yeah. an end.
Yeah, agreed. The fact that he thinks he can just
Yikes.
Ditch you to go on this trip to go sleep with this lady is crazy.
Disgusting.
Like, craziness. Baby.
Okay, well, speaking of trips and sleeping with other people.
Absolutely.
We've got here, should I give my boyfriend a hall pass or a few? Take it away.
Unfortunately,
that was a seamless transition.
Unfortunately, I don't think any boyfriend of mine is able to have a hall pass.
But for some people, it works.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. As we know,
yeah.
But personally, could you?
No. Absolutely not.
I
couldn't
either. Should I give my
boyfriend... But that doesn't mean to say it's always wrong.
Oh, no. I understand.
It's each to their own.
I understand that it works for some couples, as we know, after watching our favourite show.
The Great Sex Experiment.
The Great Sex Experiment on Channel 4. We loved that. It was really fantastic.
Yeah. So this could work for
yeah,
you.
Yeah, so maybe it could. Let's explore. Should I give my boyfriend a hall pass or a few? Hey, girlies. Love the pod. And you both.
Aww.
Oh. Thank you, Sarah. Thank you. But I please need your help. I am from Australia and I've been with my boyfriend for nearly 4 years. We're both 20. Okay, so they've been together since they're 16.
Pivotal moment now in this relationship.
It truly is.
I've given you my 18, 19 and my 20.
I give
Am
you
I
my
giving
16,
you
17,
my 21, my 23, yeah. my 25?
Photos attached below. Should we look at the photos first?
Yeah, why
yeah,
not?
Why
Let's
not?
Mix
Switch
it up.
It up. Oh. Gorgeous couple.
Oh, we're going to make this work.
Yeah. The happiness in his eyes.
Oh,
we're going
to
make this
work.
Oh, you guys. Okay. And everything in our relationship is perfect.
Okay.
However, my boyfriend is going to study abroad in Canada at the end of August 2024 until January 2025. Oh, what's
Not that
months?
Long.
Not that long. We are both at uni.
I'm sorry, he can be celibate for 6 months.
I'm sure he can stay away from a female for 6 months. Come on. We are both at uni and my boyfriend is going to study overseas and do exchange in Canada. Keep in mind, Canada's uni semesters do not line up with Australian university semesters. He'll be gone for around 6 months. I cannot bear the thought of not seeing my boyfriend for 6 months.
Aww.
As we're a big part of each other's lives.
Yeah.
But I also want him to live the whole Canadian student lifestyle. What do I do? Yes, I could go and see him. However, a trip to Canada is very expensive, especially for a broke uni student for myself. Oh, yeah, and we've got to remember, we're in bloody Australia.
Yeah.
Right?
It's halfway across the globe.
Neither of us have really spoken about what it means for us. Oh, guys, okay. We need to have a chat.
That's just, yeah.
Despite how much it has been on my mind, we speak a lot about how we would both be happy with each other for the rest of our lives, and I do think he's the one. I have recently voiced my concerns as the friend he is going with is single. However, he said to me that all they are keen on doing is hikes and snowboarding while they're over there.
Aww, sounds very wholesome.
You guys, living the true Canadian lifestyle.
Mm.
He has never done anything to break my trust or make me think I can't trust him. He is very against cheating and he is the last person I'd ever expect to cheat.
Okay, why are we talking about hall passes then?
I know, please.
Take that out of the equation. We've not immediately. Even spoken of.
He is great at assuring me that all will be just fine.
Brilliant.
And we will stay together while he is away.
Brilliant. I should hope so.
It's just not cutting it for me because I think I have a few trust issues, not with him specifically, but just things in life in general. Yeah, and I understand like the 6 month element, that would be making anyone's brain go fucking running wild.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
But then again, you guys have been together for 4 years.
And he's reassured you.
And there's reassurance there. He's coming back in 6 months. Like,
you need to set up.
It could be worse.
Yeah, you need to set up a plan. Like, okay, so what are we going to do?
Let's figure out time zones so I know when I can call you. Yeah. You know when you can call me.
You know, FaceTime is going to be your best friend. Also, you know, trying just to get over there for a few weeks after, you know, let's say first 3 months, trying to get over there for a few weeks.
Even if it's a case of mum, dad, my Christmas present this year.
There we go.
Can I have some plane tickets?
Yeah. Or like I need to go to Canada once. For the next 4 years, please. Can it just be a plane ticket? Yeah. Do I stay with him and trust that nothing will happen while he is in Canada with his single and cute friend?
Mm.
Or do I just say, have a good time in Canada? I'll be waiting for you when you get back. Just don't tell me anything that happens while you're over there.
No.
Or do we simply just break up and see what happens when he comes back? Like, obviously, I want him to have the best time. This is a once-in-a-lifetime experience. However, I just do not know what to do or think. Girls, I would love some second opinions, please. Let's just look at that image of the two of them one more time.
Maybe this is, I don't want to sound patronizing, but is this an age thing? Because I don't think 6 months sounds that long. I think that sounds like it's going to go in a flash.
Yeah, it does sound like it's...
But when I think back to actually being 20 and being in a relationship,
listen,
if my boyfriend at the time then was going away for 6 months, I probably would be like, maybe we should break up.
Yeah, because it is a long time. It will go fast, but it'll also go painfully slow. It's like...
Especially if you're a big part of each other's lives, you're going to feel that absence.
Yes. You could see it as like an incredible, you know, just like solo girl, not single, just like...
Solo.
Solo girl, you know, independent 6 month time to just be like, okay, brilliant. I love my boyfriend. He's not going anywhere.
Yeah.
He said to me, he's not going anywhere.
We've been together for 4 years.
Also,
we've got solid foundation.
Also, I think if he wanted to cheat on you or break up with you, he would have already made remarks. He would have already planted the seeds.
You'd be feeling the vibes.
You'd be feeling the off vibes. He would have planted the seeds that I think I'm going to break up with. You know,
he just wants to go hiking.
You know, and I right now is giving us no reason not to trust him.
Yes.
And you don't want to. You want to be with him for the rest of life. You don't think, I want to be single and have some crazy single wild stuff to do in these 6 months.
Yeah.
So I think he's reassured you as much as he can. He's got no intention of leaving you or anything.
No.
You don't have any intention of that either. I think
it sounds like you're in a great place.
Right. It sounds like to me that you guys have the rest of your lives together and you can use this 6 months as, okay, I'm going to really, really miss my boyfriend.
Yeah.
However, we've got FaceTime. I'm going to, you know, try and do some things on my own. I'm going to try and be independent. Yeah. You know, I'm going to gain some hobbies.
Maybe I'll start a new workout class.
Yeah. And maybe you'll, it'll
maybe
be.
Maybe I'll start cooking more.
Yeah. And maybe it'll I'll be do... a really amazing 6 months for you to be like, wow, I really kind of, you know, found myself quite a bit in those 6 months while you're away. And yes, I miss you like crazy, but wow, as a 20-year-old woman,
I got some perks.
I really gained a lot from that independence and you know?
Yeah. I think you know, you're just going to have to see how...
That's how I'd want her to look at it.
Yeah. I really wouldn't jump to giving him a hall pass or...
No.
Breaking up. Like, I don't think you guys need to do that. I think you're in a really good place. You sound like you've got a really strong foundation. You both sound like you want to be together.
Right.
And... I think this is just going to be a great like trust building moment for you both. That's a huge test, especially at 20 years old.
If you can get through this 6 months apart, transatlantic love.
At 20. You can get through most things, I think.
Agreed.
So I would just try and have the best intentions going into it. I wouldn't, suggest have a hall pass. Just don't tell me what you do. Let's break up and see when you get back. I mean, if he was going for like a year, 2 years, maybe I would say, okay, maybe you just go your different ways. But I honestly think 6 months is very doable both of you, especially if there's a lot of love there. You've got 4 years under your belt.
Yeah, man.
I really think this is going to be good.
Like, he's going to miss you like crazy.
Yeah.
And I think just be super supportive. Be that loving, supportive girlfriend that you are.
Good vibes.
You know, good I'm so proud of you. This is going to be
exciting.
It's so exciting.
Send me loads of pics.
You know, I'm so proud of you. You're going to do amazing. You know, be support. And he'll feel that love. And it's not going to be like, I'm going to go cheat on you now.
No.
Oh, what world is that? That's not going to happen.
No.
I don't think so
either.
I looked into his eyes in that image. He loves you. Hopefully we can get over to Canada to go visit him.
Yeah.
That would be fantastic.
Just once.
And you guys, if you can get through this, wow.
You can get through anything.
Yeah. The last thing I would want you to do is say, get up to whatever you want. Just don't tell me.
No.
You're going to be anxious. You're going to be paranoid. You're going to be stressed.
It's going to change the mood of your whole life.
Because if you know that it's 8 p.m. in Canada, right?
And it's a Friday night.
It's a Friday night. You know he's gone out and he's not messaged you. Oh my God, the way, the anxious that you're going to be feeling.
It's going to change the vibe of your whole dynamic.
If you're thinking he's talking to girls or blah, 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 because you've given him this hall pass.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be able to eat for 6 months.
I'd waste away.
Yeah. And that's not healthy. I want this to be a positive experience for you both. Like, he's going to do something and pursue his dream, you know, going abroad. He's going to grow so much.
You're going to make the best of it.
I want you to make the best of it and grow as much as you can, you know, in these 6 months.
And then just come back and pick up where you left off.
Because you've got the whole life together and you still only won't even be 21.
Yeah.
Maybe you'll have just turned 21.
Good luck. You're really brave. This is a big test, I do think this is going to work.
It's scary. Like, if this was my boyfriend, I'd be like, really?
Do you have to?
Do you fucking have to do that?
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, this is his life too, and we have to be supportive of partners.
There's silver linings,
you know,
for sure.
When it's like, this is his dream. Okay, I'm going to be supportive, la, la, la.
You got this.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Yeah.
Subject line here that's drawn us in. Operation Revenge on Brian.
Okay, so sometimes I do believe revenge can be the answer.
Revenge is a dish best served cold.
But sometimes it's revenge.
People say success is the best revenge.
Yes.
It's like, fuck you. I'm doing better without you.
Silence is the best revenge?
Yeah, silence is the best revenge, something like that.
But sometimes just pure revenge
also hits the spot.
Hits the spot.
So, hi girlies. I hope you're comfortable. As this is a long
story.
I met my fiance. Oh my God, she wants revenge on her fiance. I met my fiance 3 years ago. We both met during training for our jobs. I was seeing someone else at the time and he was also in a long-term relationship. Brian made it very clear from the start that he was interested in me whilst he was still with his then girlfriend.
I mean, red flag number one, no.
I made it very clear this was just not my style. Yeah. As the weeks went by, things started to fizzle out with the guy that I was seeing, and then that ended. Brian then ended things with his long-term girlfriend because he said he had feelings for me.
Okay.
We then started seeing each other.
Okay.
Okay, so it was a clean slate.
It was a clean slate.
Yeah, technically.
Yeah.
A few months down the line and we were completely in love. He was telling me that I was going to be his wife one day, the mother of his kids. After only 9 months of being together, he proposed. And I, of course, said yes.
Oh, you guys.
Wow. Kind of scary to get proposed to in the honeymoon stage, though.
Yeah, I agree.
Because you'd say yes to anyone in the honeymoon stage.
Yeah, I would have said yes to two people.
Yeah.
Which is absurd.
Skip to 3 years later. Our wedding booked for this December. Plans for moving into a house in the summer.
A winter wedding, gorgeous.
I'm ready to get a dog together with both our families getting on so well and me thinking I had the perfect in-laws. Brian tells me he has a work event, which isn't rare, and it would be late at night. He tells me he's going to have a pint after work with a few people, which again, isn't rare.
Right.
At 1 a.m., he texts me, telling me he got home. And when I wake up, I thought, that's late since he was at work at 7 a.m. the next morning.
Mm.
Right. Okay. Skip to 2 days later, I get a phone call from Brian, who sounds very sheepish. He tells me to go to a quiet spot. And then tells me that he didn't actually get back at 1, but it was 4.
So she wasn't in?
I don't think they live together. It doesn't sound like they live together.
Okay.
And went back to one of my friends, because they're getting a house together in summer.
Got it.
Went back to one of my friend's house for a gathering, and that one of her friends tried it on with him, but he battered it off. Okay, so he's told you after this work night,
I got
1 a.m. I'm in bed. And then you've thought, you're at work at 7. So that's quite late to get home. We've turned that around quick. Mm. And then he's called you a couple of days later saying it was actually 4 a.m. And I was at this girl's house and her friend tried it on with me. Okay.
It's giving...
Guilty as charged.
It's like there's way more to the story here.
My gut feeling was telling me something wasn't right.
Yeah.
Luckily, I was with said friend when I got that phone call and immediately pulled her for a private chat. Okay, so it was a mutual friend.
Oh, so he's blamed this mutual friend and you were literally with her?
Yeah. Right. She said to me, she's so glad I pulled her for a chat. She didn't have a clue how she would tell me this. Brian and this girl actually went up to her bathroom. Okay, so... Are we all on track here, or is it just me who's feeling
I'm
a bit
on
delulu?
Track. She said we went up to the bathroom together.
No, not the friend. Her friend's friend.
Who was she sat with
right,
now?
Who's let's
Sarah
say,
with now?
Chintzy's got this new boyfriend, right? He's out work drinks.
Yeah.
I'm posting. He comes back to my house with friends.
Right.
For some sort of post-work drinky party.
But he's texting me saying I'm in bed.
Yeah. He's then hitting it off with my mate.
Got it.
I'm then with you. And I've said, I'm glad you've told me that because I was feeling really awkward about it. He was with my friend.
And they went up to the toilet together.
Brian and this girl actually went up to her bathroom and proceeded to have sex in her house.
What a disgusting...
Her boyfriend heard it all and immediately kicked him out when he came downstairs as he knew that Brian was engaged. I then told Brian that I knew all of this and he still proceeded to lie and deny all knowledge. It wasn't until I told him I had messaged the girl he'd slept with that he then replied, if you want to call it sex, then yes, it happened. Well, what else have we got there? Coitus.
The gaslighting is... crazy. What do you
mean? If you
mean?
Want to call it that, then yeah, I guess that's what happened.
How did he not think you were going to find out when he said she tried it on?
Yeah.
Obviously,
And also you're at a mutual, the link back is so there. Like you're at mutual friends' houses. What are you on about? This isn't a stranger.
Fair enough if it was a room full of strangers, but even, no.
I then ignored every message he sent me after disgusting. Until the next day. He was asking for money back that yes, he had transferred for the wedding, but he had willingly put it in my account.
Well, there we
and
go.
As he had cheated, yeah. I felt he deserved nothing.
There we absolutely. Go. We're going to run away with that. The cash, for sure.
I had no apology or anything, and all I had were messages threatening to take me to court. The devil works hard, but my mum works harder.
There she goes. Here she is.
She put
Chris
me
Jenner.
In touch with a lawyer she knew to construct a message to put him on his ass where he was owed nothing. I lost a wedding and a honeymoon because he cheated, and I needed to know he wouldn't get anything from doing me dirty.
Yeah, disgusting.
Good for you, girl. After all of this, his mum, who I thought was the perfect mother-in-law to me, then sent a scathing message to my dad telling him I need to think about my conduct in the next relationship, even though Brian had been the one who cheated on me.
Oh,
after all this,
me.
I can't help but think he has got away with it all. I was left to cancel everything for our wedding and deal with the complete shock that he did this to me and still had no remorse. I'm not one of those girls who goes into their healing era and not be bitter. I want him to be held accountable.
Yeah.
I guess what I'm asking for is what would you do in this situation and would you want revenge? I have attached a photo for you to see the cheating backstabber and myself.
Oh,
together.
What a disgusting thing to do to someone.
Look at him.
He
looks like a weirdo. What a foul man. Who do you think you are, cheating on me? Are you all right?
Disgusting man.
Are you okay?
He looks like he's got a lot higher
behind
those
eyes. He's got devil eyes.
Look at his eyes.
The eyes are the windows to the soul.
He actually looks like a man in devil form. Oh, I am so sorry, but absolutely good riddance. You can do way better than him also.
Okay, so long story short, he found out you were cheating.
You know, you're thinking, you know what? Fuck you. You know, you've left me
who
with all this shit.
Right. I've been left with all this admin to cancel our whole wedding. We're supposed to be getting married, moving in. What are you on about?
He thinks that
Well, if that's what you want to call it.
He clearly thinks very highly of himself. Right?
God complex.
He's, right. He thinks he's,
what
please,
a weirdo.
Sophia.
Do you think you are? You're embarrassing.
If this was Sophia, right? I just want us to heal. I know you say you want to start your healing era with a bit of a papa, with a bit of a
pow.
A little bit of a uppercut.
Do you know what you could do?
Go on.
We could go back to a story that we heard a couple of years ago on this podcast.
Okay, take it away.
You could be in his car.
Oh, we could be in it.
Pretty simple.
It's giving, cuff me though, officer.
No, I don't think so. Beans.
Is it not? Beans.
And also, how's he going to know it was you?
Yeah.
He's going to know it was you, but the police aren't going to arrest you for a couple of beans.
Beans, they're very tricky to clean.
You know, you could just get loads of cans of beans,
pour
them all over his car.
Yeah, there
it's
we go.
Petty, it's funny. It's a lot of hassle for him to deal with. It's embarrassing.
It's
he's going to wake up
him.
With beans all over
he
his car.
He looks like a bean man as well.
And then it's like, you know?
Yeah, it's yeah.
Because at the end of the day,
physically harmed anyone.
You've kept his cash. You've managed that.
Thank God.
Congratulations.
Yeah, well done.
You found out that this guy is a freak before you married
freak
him and moved in. Thank God for that.
Also, before, you know, he impregnated you.
Thank
God. Before you actually got the dog.
A huge bullet.
Oh my God.
He has done you a favor. And yeah, it's kind of like what we said at the start. Success is the best revenge.
Just
like
you.
For you to not like, sometimes you rising to the occasion in a way and you like, you know, being angry and going at him and doing this and that and this and that.
Shows how much you've been affected by him.
And actually what's better sometimes is just to be like, silence, because it gives him no satisfaction.
Because he's clearly
not right.
He's clearly like thinks that he's better than you and thinks he can do this to you or whatever.
Yeah.
So clearly you just leveling up, remaining unbothered, and now
unfazed.
You are untouchable to him now. Like you should be unreachable to him now.
You've lost access.
He's going to start spiraling because he's going to realize that he's actually lost a fantastic lady.
Yeah.
and he's never going to be able to reach you again. And when you start moving on, leveling up in all aspects of your life.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
And it's like, we're in different worlds now.
The pain he's
going
to feel.
Our realities aren't the same anymore. Like, right. I'm in a different world to you.
Oh, I don't go there anymore. Yeah. Yeah. Like, the pain he's going to feel from not having access to you at all, that's the biggest
winner.
It's
better than that, you like blowing up his phone.
Yeah, that for me
and
is,
knocking on his door.
That's the greatest winner for me. It's like, you don't have access to me anymore.
Yeah.
Like, you make me sick. Yes, you cheated on me. Thank God you did.
Thank you.
Because it's good fucking riddance.
Yeah.
Because now I can move on with my life and level up.
Yeah. That is the best revenge.
Yeah.
But also some beans on the car would help too.
Yeah.
Because that's just
what
funny.
What a freak. And the fact that you thought you weren't going to find out is absurd. Oh, that's please. Why it's so scary to me. So what? These men are going to propose and then act like that.
The world's a scary place.
God help
place.
Us all, honestly. And in front of, he clearly wanted to get caught. It. And he went the cowardly way about it. Just break up with me. Call off the engagement, you
pussy.
He's pussy.
Hasn't got the balls.
Yeah. And then thought, obviously wanted you to find out, did it in front of all your friends.
Weirdo.
Like, were you not even, well, yeah, cowardly move. Yeah, this would get me. Would this get you?
This could potentially get me, yeah.
He's moving in with his girl best friend. Hi, girls.
Roommates.
I need your help. Yeah, like, so you're telling me no sex is going to happen.
We know this guy who lived with his female friend.
Oh, and he swore.
And he swore that it was platonic. And he was like, yeah, if you can't understand that, that's your problem.
But
then we've seen him move in other atmospheres.
Yes.
And I'm like,
absolutely not. It's difficult to believe.
It's hard to believe.
Yes, because we have seen him move in other atmospheres and it's...
Yeah. It's like, oh, so this is okay.
Right. Mm-hmm. Okay. I've been single around 8 months and I've been exploring the usual dating apps. Recently, I've been talking to this great guy. We'll call him Brian.
Oh, so it's someone new. Oh, that makes it even... Ooh, okay.
Well, it's just like, well, if we're not even
Well, that makes it trickier because you don't know them as well.
Yes.
Maybe you don't know this friend and you're not aware of their dynamic.
Yes.
And it only makes your imagination go crazier, I think, because it's relatively new.
Right. We have been messaging back and forth for a couple of weeks, especially if she's just an attractive lady.
Right.
It's like...
So you fancy her then?
So you fancy her then. Yeah. You want to drink her piss then? Right. We have been messaging back and forth for a couple of weeks whilst I'm away and have been planning to meet up when I get back. All was going well until he announced he was moving up north. We live on the south coast, so we'll be moving a few hours away. I thought I wouldn't let this bother me. We had a few months before he was leaving and I've done long distance before and it's not a huge deal breaker for me. Okay, so you're thinking this
you don't
could
mind.
Still work. We continue chatting for a few days and it's his birthday. I saw he'd reposted a girl's story. Let's call her Susan. Wishing him a happy birthday. Usually I wouldn't think twice as it's early days. However, Susan posted 4 stories and a main feed video compilation.
A main feed video, not a splice video that she's been editing all hours of the
night. Of him and them together. She was saying things like, I love you. You're my soulmate. I can't wait to be in your life forever. I will
it's not
add,
giving platonic, is it?
I will add, she was reinforcing the platonic aspect.
Where?
But I still felt it was a bit over the top.
Yeah. Right. That's a birthday post and a half.
I love you, my
hell.
Friend. You're my soulmate, my friend. Can't wait to be in your life forever, friend.
But she wasn't saying friend.
Well, she's saying she was reinforcing the platonic aspect.
Okay. So, I love you like a brother.
Yeah.
I see you. You know.
You're my soulmate from other lives. I've known you 1,000 years. Okay, so you're thinking, okay, so this is a busy mate.
This
of
is
yours.
An intense friendship.
Yeah. On another one of Susan's stories, I saw that she was moving from America, where she's been living, to the UK at the end of the year to move in with Brian once he's moved up north.
What?
I asked about this in a roundabout way, not wanting to sound psychotic already.
Mm.
And he told me he's moving in with his best friend. Okay.
Okay.
So my dilemma is...
She, her.
Yes. So my dilemma, as we've been talking, getting to know each other, I've really started to like him. He's attractive, ambitious. He's all round good vibes. Do I carry on chatting to him and see how it goes before he moves away, or do I write it off now? The Susan situation makes me wildly uncomfortable because as a girlfriend, I wouldn't be overly happy with him being that close to another female. Yeah. I'd worry about not coming first and there almost being three of us in our relationship.
Yeah.
Yeah. Of course, I'm fine with boys having female friends, as I have male friends and relationships are built on trust. But is Susan going to cause more hassle than she's worth? Potentially. Any advice would be appreciated. For reference, here's me. Oh my God.
What? She sent us the birthday post.
For reference, here's me. Gorgeous girl. Just gorgeous.
Oh, wow. Okay. Gorgeous girl.
Right? Next up, we've got Brian and Susan.
Fuck off.
Sophia.
Arm in arm.
Sophia, I think you're not ready for this image. I don't think you're ready for this image.
They look like a couple.
This is the classic. You know that trend on TikTok where it's like, is this a couple or brother and sister?
They're giving like a couple. No brother and sisters
it's
posing
arm
like that.
Tightly round her waist.
Hands holding.
Holding hands. Her hand is on his
laughing
hand.
Into each other.
The body language is very much, we could kiss. There's another
any
one.
Moment.
Okay, there's one of them holding hands in the street.
What?
Oh, come on, guys. Oh, come on. Oh. After seeing the images,
and
also the two ladies, so our Sarah here and Susan.
Very similar.
They're giving similar aesthetic vibes. Mm-hmm. Similar hair.
Clean girl.
Similar vibes.
Blonde bombshells. Yeah, I think the problem... There's
oh
a few
my
problems.
God. If this was Sophia, I'd say, let's
it's
just
not
get
worth
involved.
It.
Before there's feelings, before there's a label on it, before we're boyfriend, girlfriend, let's just not get involved.
For what?
For what? This is clearly, I think, they may deny it. Clearly, there is something between the two of them.
Why is she living in America? Moving to the north?
Maybe she
What's
was
going
at,
on there?
Maybe she was at Camp America. She's moving back. Maybe she's been working there for a few years.
Studying. I think it's just unfortunate that you don't really know this guy.
Yes.
Like you've only been like texting and dating. Like it's not, you don't really know this guy.
And for me, yeah. And for
and
me,
you
like,
don't understand like,
you've never met her.
You
know,
her.
You can't
You've never
even...
seen them together. Like, you don't know their dynamic.
But then that's a blessing and a curse because we're either overthinking the whole situation, thinking, well, they've definitely had sex multiple times. They've definitely snogged. They're definitely attracted to each other. Or it's like, if we were to meet them, maybe it'd be like, oh, it's just,
Not
Susan,
worried
and
about
it's
this.
Just Susan and Brian.
Yeah.
But I just wouldn't even want to cross the road and get involved.
I think to... Yeah, at the stage you're at now, I would be the same. I think
away.
I would just be like, do you know what? This feels like it could be messy.
And in your intuition, you're thinking,
and if your gut feeling is I feel
right.
like this could be a three people relationship yeah. here, then maybe just stick with your instinct.
Yeah.
Because yeah, like it may just be a platonic relationship, but it also may not be.
It could. Because
you don't really know this guy, you don't know this girl.
Yeah.
It just sounds like a lot of hassle that you're kind of signing up to put yourself.
They look like they're
going to
fall in love as soon as they step
Because from those pics, they look like they're a couple already.
Guys, these pictures.
Holding hands, arms around waist.
Laughing into each other's faces.
And she's saying soulmate, you know, it's a lot.
Yeah, it's a lot. Also, the last thing I would want from my boyfriend is, if I'm coming round, there's another female there in a dressing gown, you know, and on the sofa. Like, I want to be able to go to my boyfriend's house and...
Yeah, yeah.
And not have another girl there.
Yeah.
I don't know. Like, yeah. That is...
I wouldn't sign myself up for
I
it.
I wouldn't sign my...
I appreciate you like this guy and you feel like there's some sort of connection there. And, you know, no one's saying that guys can't have female friends.
Yes, yes.
But... I think just the situation, this specific situation,
And I'm trying, and you know it
sounds
already,
like it's going to be difficult.
And the thing is you know it already makes you feel uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Therefore, the more feelings you get for this guy,
exactly,
and when they actually move in together,
it's all going to get worse.
It's going to get heightened because you know yourself. You know, do you know what, this situation, this ain't for me. So if we're just going to get involved in this situation more, it's going to cause major issues.
Stop while you're ahead.
I would just, you know yourself, and you know your gut is telling you, look, this ain't quite right. Don't
put yourself through it.
Yeah.
For what?
You're kind of protecting your future self by just calling this off now.
I agree.
It might be a bit shit because he's a nice guy. He looks really friendly in those pictures. He looks lovely, actually.
And you've got along. You've got a little bit of chemistry
going.
Yeah,
and you've invested some time in this guy. It's annoying when you have to, step away. It's like, oh, was that
but
a waste?
But he's moving away anyway.
Yes.
Like, it doesn't sound like it's meant to be.
No.
It doesn't sound like, oh, our paths just keep crossing.
The stars are aligning.
Like, if anything, your paths are taking you in opposite directions.
He's meant to fall in love with this best friend and we should leave them to that.
I agree.
Yeah, it sounds like they're going to, start sharing a bed soon.
And be happy ever after.
Yeah, and then they can turn the second bedroom into, a wardrobe or something. That's what it sounds like is going to happen here. Baby.
Okay, I don't know what to make of this one. We've got my boyfriend's female friend's name on his phone is Fire of My Loin.
So the loin is the pubic muscle, bone, no?
Is it? Oh. I know loin from Friends where Joey is reading Rachel's book and is like,
my loins.
My loins are burning or something.
It's your literal vagina.
Your loins.
Loin meaning the part of the body on both sides of the spine between the lowest, the region of the sexual organs.
So your loins.
Here we go. He felt a stirring in his loins at
the thought. Okay. So I think the loins.
I think men and women, it's the loins. It's just like your vagina or your penis.
It's sexual.
Yeah. But you can also have a loin of pork. And that's just what you eat. I'll have a loin of pork, please, at the butcher's.
So, this girl said, I love your way of thinking. That is such a nice thing to say.
Oh, that is really nice, Sarah. Thank you.
I have been with my boyfriend for 6 months now. He has a lot of female friends, which I respect because I do want my partner to have a balanced friend circle. Yep. And I have a lot of male friends myself.
Yep.
It's just sometimes I feel quite uncomfortable and left out when I hang out with them together.
Okay.
And Red flag number one.
And that's not a nice feeling.
And want to ask you guys where the boundaries should be between boys and their female friends. One of his closest female friends is currently his flatmate.
Right.
A lot of similar themes this week, isn't there? And they have been friends for 5 years.
Okay.
We are all doing PhDs together.
Wow.
I'm newly joined. They have been in this uni together since undergrad.
Okay.
All of their other friends have graduated. I know they have a very close friendship before we started dating. They text every day. She has had a boyfriend for many years. I do like her. She's a sweet girl.
Okay.
I have no problems. And I'm also friends with her. But after me and my boyfriend started dating, the energy hasn't changed, but I feel more uncomfortable with certain things now that we are in a relationship.
Right.
It's always the way, like when you sort of start to get feelings,
it's like
it hits different.
In the beginning, it's like, I want to know about this. I want to know about that.
Yeah.
Tell me about your exes. How did that end? Like, you want to know, but then.
Because you should know.
Yeah. But then when you get the feelings, and you're just like, oh, wish I didn't fucking know that.
Sometimes they make sex jokes to each other, try bondage knots on each other to see whose knot is better, jokingly say they play celebrity wife and he got permission to marry someone with the girl's last name. They still text each other every day about things happening in her life, etc.
Right.
The other day, the girl texted him and I saw it on his car screen that her name is Fire of My Loin. I knew this before. The girl once changed it herself as a joke, but it has been like that since.
So is that basically saying his loins are on fire?
Yeah, like the burning of my loins.
Let me just, does it mean something, fire of my loin?
It means like my loins are burning.
Burning
like
for you.
With desire.
Fire of my loins meaning to be aroused sexually.
Yeah.
To put it in short means to be aroused. Burning also refers to being passionate, hot, excited, someone's loin.
Yeah. So she changed it in his phone, but he's not changed it back.
That's a very bizarre, because
it's very specific.
You know, if I had a male friend, I wouldn't want them to
see me in that way.
See me in a sexual. I wouldn't even want to know that they even found me attractive. Or
no,
I don't want to think about their penis. Like, no. Like,
well,
you're
that's
like a brother.
Not platonic. Yeah,
exactly. Like, nothing about that gives platonic.
But still, I feel a bit uncomfortable. So I joked about it that he still hasn't changed it.
Yeah,
he laughed but didn't say anything about changing it. And it's still not.
And is that it?
I don't feel like I have the right to ask him to change it. Right. So that is it.
Right.
Yesterday was a trigger for me. It was the girl's birthday. Oh, I wanted to decorate her house to surprise her. Mm. So my boyfriend distracted her and they went out together whilst I was in the house decorating. I was really happy earlier yesterday, but a few things happened. After she opened her present, she hugged her boyfriend.
Right.
Then she went to hug my boyfriend and jokingly pursed her lips when she leaned in. And my boyfriend kind of reciprocated and they laughed.
So that these two are very, very banterful with each other, right?
Yeah, they have a lot of like touchy-feely banter. I think. Like pouting.
And even just in general,
tactile.
They're like jokers with each other.
After we got home, I saw him post 5 Insta stories of her photo with a cover saying celebration of our... Sarah's birthday.
Right.
It was the girl being goofy around the decoration I made. I'll attach them below.
Right. So now it's like he doesn't even really post you, but he's posting the friend loads and saying happy birthday and posting 4 story
frames. He's only posted me a few times and most of those have been on close friends only. I understand that he usually only posts close friends stories. He doesn't post a lot on his main. And it's since it's her birthday, I kind of understand. But seeing a series of her photos that are totally public made me feel really hurt.
Yeah.
What am I doing here? He asked me last night because he could tell that I was really off. It was really hard for me to tell him because I don't like being seen as jealous. I think I'm being too sensitive and dramatic. In the end, I told him why. He said, I see her as a guy. That is what our friendship group does. Then he said he understands where I'm coming from, but he doesn't know what to do.
Okay.
He loves us both, but never thought about her in that way.
Okay.
I don't know if it's me being jealous of her presence or if my feelings are valid. I don't want to be a jealous person and I do like her. I just feel so hurt. I'm not saying that when we all hang out, all the attention should be on me, but I feel as though he just doesn't need me.
Oh.
Please help. I don't know what to do. Also, I don't know what the solution is. I don't want to just whine. I do want to solve this problem.
Yes. And I think your feelings are very valid. 100%. This is how you feel. He's kind of, he's reiterated she's one of the guys.
Yeah.
I'd never see her
like
that.
She has her own boyfriend.
Yeah. But, yes. Oof, fucking hell. Right.
Well, I think the only thing that...
You need to...
You've handled this well, okay? Like, you've told your boyfriend, look, like, I felt a bit uncomfortable about that certain thing. You know, I think it's specifically when it was this and this that kind of made me feel a bit like,
you need
like,
to get into the specifics.
So all that needs to happen now is that he just needs to be mindful of that when they next hang out.
Yeah.
Like, okay, so we're going to stop making sex jokes.
There
we're
going to
stop doing these kissy faces. I don't care if it's what you guys do.
It makes me uncomfortable.
He now knows that that makes his girlfriend uncomfortable. Mm-hmm. So therefore, he should stop doing those things.
Agreed.
When you all hang out, and that should then make you feel like, okay, I've been listened to, I've been respected, I've been heard.
There we go.
And I now feel much better about the situation because at the end of the day, you do like her.
Yeah.
You think she's a nice girl, you have a friendship, she's got her own boyfriend, it's her birthday, you're doing double dates.
Yeah.
It sounds like you've got a nice friendship.
It should be really fun and like, it should be a lovely dynamic. You know, if we can just fix the tweaks.
It just needs tweaking a little bit and he can do that on his behalf. Yeah. But the problem is now if the next time you hang out, it's still, sexy joke. It's like, so you haven't listened to what I said. You aren't trying to make me feel better about this situation. You're kind of stuck in your ways with this dynamic. That's when it's going
to
be a problem.
Well, he said he's not sure how to move forward. No, did he say he's not sure what to do?
Did he say that?
Yeah. Yeah. So what we're going to do is...
We're
going to tell him. So like Sophia said, you said, okay, I really want to, feel better about this. Yeah. I didn't feel comfortable when you made that comment. I don't feel comfortable about this loin joke.
We can change the name in the phone,
please. It's giving it's weird. Yeah. Like brothers and sisters don't do that.
No.
Right?
It's not giving platonic.
I didn't like when, you were pretending to kiss each other.
Yeah.
All those things. So if, and when, you know, we're around her, I want to feel seen. I want to feel like you love me.
I want there to be a clear distinction that yes. I'm your girlfriend.
Yes.
Who you're romantic with, yes. tactile with, PDA yes. with. And this is your friend slash sister.
This
who
is, yes.
we're giving a light hug to.
Yes.
Hello.
Yes.
And I'm not feeling like there's any sort of competition yes. or similarities in our relationship.
Yeah. Like, I don't want to feel like you treat her the same as me.
No.
Because that's where, that would make me feel, I'd be like, okay, so how am I special here?
And how am I different?
Yeah. How am I special here as Brian's girlfriend?
Yeah.
Because I'm seeing him treat her the exact same. And that doesn't make me feel like a girlfriend.
Yeah. Or it makes her feel like a girlfriend too.
Right, and it makes her
even
feel...
Even if she doesn't feel that way, yeah. it's about you and how you're and also, seeing it play out, you know, in front of you.
You know, he's obviously let her get to the point where she can make loin jokes and stuff, and he yeah. needs to clearly set a boundary and say, look, you know what, the sexual jokes, it's not appropriate. It's yeah. not appropriate.
He just wind it down
yeah,
a bit.
Yeah, so he needs to listen to you, and as long as he listens to you and takes action and you feel better the next time you're all around, wow.
Then that's, we've improved the situation. Right, and what more can you ask
and
for?
And that's a relationship where a problem has arose. You've communicated it to him exactly how you feel and what you would like changing to make you feel better. He's then listened.
Acted on it.
And acted on it and respected you and loves you as his girlfriend and has changed his behavior. And wow,
problem
we've
solved.
Got a solution. Otherwise, this is going to go on for the rest of your relationship and it'll probably be the reason why you break up if nothing changes.
Good luck.
Good luck. I feel like this is one of those things where it's like, okay, we're in an adult relationship. I'm going to have to address it head on. Yes, I feel uncomfortable. Yes,
but we can tackle it.
Yes, I don't really want to talk about it, but we can tackle it because I love him and he loves me. And as long as he wants to make it work and as long as I want to make it work,
it's going to work.
It's going to work. And as long as there's no like denying or, you yeah. know, getting defensive or any of that
and
from
his end.
And it
doesn't sound like there was.
It doesn't. It
from was a, what you told
right,
us.
Right. It sounded yeah. like a good, a pretty well-rounded response from him. It wasn't like gaslighting and, you know, stuff like that. So all signs.
Keep us posted.
Seriously, try and keep us posted. All signs are looking good for that. Now, this one, you know, Lucy and Sophia have been having a bit of a giggle of this because they've had a little skim read. I've got no idea what I'm about to read.
Oh, the mystery.
Sarah said here, what's in my mouth? Sarah, I don't know.
I don't know
what's in your mouth. Hello, girls. This dilemma is quite recent and is something that I don't think has ever happened before to anyone.
It's not happened to me.
Stop. What's in her mouth? I am a 23-year-old student who has been single for a while and was ready to put myself back out there as I'm almost finished uni and want to start thinking about my future. A few weeks ago, I started talking to this guy. Let's call him Brian. We instantly hit it off, messaging each day, sharing what we did for jobs and our interests. And around 3 weeks into talking, we decided to meet up for a date.
Nice timeline, that.
Yeah, because I like a bit of talking before the date. So that is nice. Not too long, not too short. This guy seemed very sweet and interested in me over message and is my type. And we seem to have a lot of similar interests. Fast forward to the date. We decided to go for a long walk along the coast and grab a coffee and a chat.
That's nice.
We were out for a few hours and it was a lovely time. He then drove me home and we chatted about arranging another date, which I was up for. Gorgeous.
Perfect.
I went in for a hug to say bye, but as we pulled away, he gave me a kiss on the cheek, which I thought was sweet. But then he decided to lean in closer and holds on to my neck and bring me in to kiss him.
Whoa. Whiplash.
I let it happen and didn't regret it until... I suddenly felt something land in my mouth. No, please. I will be sick here. I felt something land in my mouth. I thought it might have been gum that he was chewing. So I pulled back and took it out. Took it out with my mouth, only to realize it was one of his teeth.
Oh my God. No fucking way.
Oh, oh my God.
Got a wobbly tooth.
Was that just fucking hanging out? Hanging there?
Must have been hanging on by a thread.
Hanging on by a
is
thread?
Is it? I'm assuming it's a fake tooth.
Is it?
Well, we're not losing teeth right, at 23,
are
we?
Is it a cap?
Tooth fairy's been and gone.
Is it a cap? A veneer cap?
Got to be.
Stop it.
And the pressure of your tongue and the kiss made it just... Bloop.
The pressure of my lips.
I'm sorry, I could not feel someone else's tooth rolling around inside my mouth.
I suddenly felt something, blah, blah, blah. It was one of his teeth. Absolutely mortified, I chucked the tooth up and it fell down the side of the chair. He was almost lost for words and probably embarrassed, but I tried to be polite about it and joke on it,
okay,
saying it was fine and it will be memorable. But now looking back, don't know how I can look at him in the eye knowing this 23-year-old's tooth has fallen into my mouth. We have messaged since, but I can tell he is still embarrassed.
Oh, and that's hard to come back from.
Oh, especially from a first date.
Oh, that's really hard to come back from.
Because...
And also in the early stages, it's so easy get the ick. And it's so easy for one thing to put you off because you have no love for this person. You're not, you know, you don't see them in any sort of... No, it's just like, ew.
Like if your boyfriend did that, he'd be like, you fucking freak.
Yeah,
but it wouldn't, you're right. You're not going to break up with him. You're going to be like, let's go to the fucking dentist.
Yeah.
Something's wrong with your mouth.
Your gums.
And you'd laugh it off. But yeah, on a first date, it's like...
That's a big turn off.
Jesus.
It's not getting the loins firing, is it?
Not at all. That's not going to be getting the loins. Well, now I'd be scared, like, but now every time you kiss him, you associate it with things flying into your mouth. Teeth-wise. We've messaged since, but I can tell he's still embarrassed. I'm sort of mortified still about what has happened. How do I go on this second date without bringing it up? You're going to have to bring it up. Now, this is going to be... Like if you guys get married, this will be the story.
A funny story.
Like when you meet people, it's gonna be always it's the tooth guy. Like he's gonna have to own it at this point.
Yeah, he's gonna have to.
He's gonna have to take it by the horns
and roll
own
with
it. He cannot deny that this happened. It's like every time because you've told everyone already.
Yeah, everyone knows now.
And if you're gonna pursue with this guy, it's gonna become something.
You all laugh
gonna
one
know.
Day. You can laugh now about it.
You can laugh. It's funny. It is funny.
Yeah, it could be.
You
worse.
Just need to. You just need to get that attraction back and be okay with kissing him again.
Yeah.
And knowing that things aren't going to land in your mouth, right?
Unexpected visitors.
Right. How do I go on this second date without bringing it? You're going to have to bring it. Hello, how are you? Are all teeth secure? Like it But you'd have to own
knock his confidence from the off.
No, but it's like, that's fine. He's probably got really nice teeth and it was just a loose cap.
Yeah.
Surely it wasn't a raw, real human tooth.
It can't be the root of the tooth. It can't be.
It can't have been a molar from the back. It can't.
A wisdom tooth.
It can't have been,
rolled
right?
out his mouth.
It can't. I think
it was a composite. It was a composite. Bonding, you know.
Yeah.
So fake tooth.
It's fine. Like, it's like, oh, my fake teeth. Ha, ha.
Yeah. Yeah.
And making him feel comfortable for not being able to stare at the gap in his teeth from the missing... It's a full missing tooth.
What?
Making him feel comfortable or not being able to stare at the gap in his teeth from the missing tooth. Oh, so it's a real human tooth. I think it's a real human tooth. I feel like she would have said his veneer popped off.
Yeah. Oh, shit.
Well, where was the blood? There must have been blood, no?
And also, like, why are his teeth falling out? Your teeth shouldn't be falling out
your
like that.
Your teeth shouldn't be falling out. We're 23 years old.
You should have all your adult teeth now and this is it for life.
Yeah. And I should, and I'd really, my next boyfriend, I would like to know that he's, got good oral hygiene, taking care of his teeth.
Mouthwashing, flossing, brushing.
Not literal teeth falling out into my mouth.
Rotting.
Was it black? Guess you didn't see, you just flung it out.
She just spat it out. I have to say, I'm not going on a second date.
Yeah,
sorry.
Because if these were veneers, he would have just called, he would have messaged his veneer guy, gone, it's popped off.
And he would have been in emergency
tomorrow,
appointment.
Get me in tomorrow and give me a new tooth.
Yeah.
And he'd gone, oh my God, I'm so sorry about that. You know, I won't charge you for this. La, 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 it should have been fixed. But the fact that this is a real human tooth, he doesn't know how to proceed. He's thinking, right, so I'm going to have to get one fake tooth?
He's just got a gap.
He's just got a gap. It's quite sexy though. It's giving pirate, no?
Far as the Caribbean.
But yeah, not the fact that, it's giving, why is he falling out?
Yeah, it's giving health concerns, oral hygiene concerns.
Yeah, and the fact that he wants to go on the second date without getting the tooth sorted. Well, have we not fixed the tooth?
Yeah.
But you would have to address it. If you went on that date and you saw the gap, go, when are you getting it fixed?
Yes, first question.
You can't ignore
it.
It's right there. You know, if my tooth fell out, any human interaction I would have, I'd have to address it.
Yeah.
Don't mind me. My tooth fell out.
I've got a gap.
Don't mind me. Ugh.
Yeah.
So you're going to have to, make the joke. How's the tooth situation? That'd be the first thing I would say. Own it. But if it was me and this was actually a real human tooth, I'd say I can't go on a date with the tooth man.
Not the tooth in my mouth.
Not the
tooth man.
Listen, I'm sure, you know, you can send him a nice
message.
What
time did you date? 2:30.
There we go. Wow, that was a good joke.
Oh, no, you can't. I personally would be clocking off now.
Me too.
I'd be clocking off. Well, I couldn't get past that. That's a big ick up front that I just can't get past.
Because also, feeling something in, even a piece of gum would have been alarming for myself.
Yeah.
You know?
Also, like, how did it transfer lips and how did it get in there?
Because if I knew, I mean, it's kind of crazy. If I knew that one of my teeth was falling out, I'd definitely not be kissing people. But I...
Like, he could have stopped with the kiss on the cheek. He didn't have to go in for the lips.
No, so if he knew that he had a tooth that was about to fall out... But also, did you not see it hanging by a thread that whole time?
Yeah, wobbly tooth. Oh, don't know. It makes actually. Yeah. Sorry, we'll move on. Yeah, this would just be a no from me, I think. We need, yeah.
But then, you know, everyone has to deal with, you know, certain health concerns, and this is just one of his.
True.
You know, and if you guys can get past this, I'm sure, you know, you had a great day. I'm sure it'll be fine. All he's going to do is get his tooth back in.
Just got to get a false tooth.
And then you're just going to laugh about it. It's quite funny.
Maybe give it one more date then and see how it goes.
Yeah, he needs to just own it.
Good luck to him.
It's like the guy who farted on that date. You know, he'd have to just own it moving forward. Oh, sorry, it won't happen again. You know, you just have to own your flaws.
Confidence is key.
There we go. Be confident about the fart, be confident about the tooth and the mouth. Yeah, my God, I'm so sorry about that.
And just brush it under the rug.
Brush it under the rug. And then, yeah, we can talk about it at the wedding day. And then if anything, it's kind of good because when you meet his friends, they'll all be rinsing him for
They'll
that.
Be taking the piss.
And you could have a good laugh. It's a really good icebreaker, actually.
Yeah, it's a good bonding moment,
It's a really good icebreaker for like any type of human interaction you're going to have.
Yeah, if you see it in that light, you're so right.
Yeah, because like if my new boyfriend, that happened on our date, the first thing we'd be doing is giggling with Sophia. Yeah,
well, guess what? His tooth fell out.
Yeah, I'd be like, oh God, Sophia already knows.
Yeah.
She'd be like, oh God, how was that? God, you got past it though.
Yeah, like, it's funny. That's true. You can make it work.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh God. Well, good luck.
Oh gosh, good luck, guys.
If you go, and also just try not to stare at the gap.
Yeah, that's not good for his confidence.
Because it's like if you've got a spot and someone's staring at it on your forehead. And you're like,
do you fucking mind?
Please, can you fucking stop staring at it? I know it's there.
My eyes are here.
Yeah, my eyes are here.
All right, guys. Thank you so much for listening. Sorry if we were a bit sleepy this episode. We'll be back with more energy next. You can email your dilemmas to hello@theghostbathroom.com.
Follow us on Instagram and TikTok.
And
The Girls Bathroom.
If you would like a bonus episode, you can get an extra one every single Monday over on Patreon.
You can. Woohoo. Love ya.
Have a good week. Bye.
Keep the teeth in your mouths.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Okay, I have two new obsessions that I need to share with you. Impress No Glue Press-On Manis and Impress Press-On Falsies Lashes. Trust me, these are getting ready game changers. Both require no glue, so there is no damage to your natural nails and lashes, no mess, and no annoying dry times. Just one step and you're done. Boom. Instant glam. Visit impressbeauty.com/presson and use code PRESSON25 at checkout for 25% off Impress manicure and Press-On falsies.